Yeah, this is Willie Terry, your Rome and Label correspondent from the Hustle Mohawk Network, and I'm here today at the New York State Senate Assembly public hearing. The hearing is in reference to the New York Health Act campaign. I have a guest who will tell us something about this campaign, and her name is, she got two Z names, Zahara Zia. And how you doing, Zahara?
Hello.
Zahara, first I want to ask you, what is the New York Health Act campaign, and when did it start?
Oh, great. The campaign is fighting for universal health care in New York State. And it's hard to say when it started because, you know, there's been a bill for, you know, more than a decade. But the... You know, the movement has for universal healthcare has been around for a long time, and it's really grown significantly in the last 5 years or so.
So, what is the New York Health campaign? I mean, is it a coalition of groups, or you know?
Yes. So it is. It's a coalition of many organizations, but at its heart, it's a grassroots movement. It's really led. You know, by thousands of New Yorkers across the state in different regions, coming from really different walks of life, but who all are coming together around a single view, which is that healthcare is a human right.
Okay. And Zahara, tell me something about you. How did you get involved in this process? And what's your role?
Oh, great. I work for the Caring Majority Coalition, which is specifically focusing our work to secure universal long-term care. Long-term care is, some people call it home care. It's kind of care that people get if they have a disability or as they're aging, so that they can stay in their home, stay in their community, and, you know, get some support for various needs throughout the day or week. Universal long-term care is how I really got into this issue. When I was growing up, I was around for a lot of my mom's care for her father, and we really, you know, we operated as very much a single unit, everyone really trying to pitch in and make sure that he got the care that he needed. You know, as I was growing up and I needed my own care, and also my mom had gone back to school at that time. So there was a lot, there were a lot of roles, and I just saw very, very intimately the way in which, you know, providing care for people is both one of the most precious and important things that we can do, but it, under the current system, it is extraordinarily difficult. And so I really, really want to create a world and be part of a movement that's fighting for care to be valued and for our society to think that, to really consider how important it is and to invest in it so that we can all get the care that we need and so that I think we'll be a much better off society.
Okay. Today is lobby day. This is your lobby day today. A lot of people are here. What did this day consist of?
Well, today is actually the very first ever joint hearing in New York State on the New York Health Act. So this is the first time when we have the Assembly and the Senate really coming together for this hearing, to have this public hearing so that we can be talking as a state in a very real way about what it would take to win universal health care. And so some people are going to be asking questions about, you know, what are the challenges around that? What are the things that we really need to grapple with? You know, there's a lot of work to do to implement this program. And so it's a really good opportunity to dig into some of those details and figure them out together. And most people are here, as you can see. Our supporters are in red shirts and, you know, we're filling that hearing room. It's standing room only. People are standing all across the back. Every seat is filled and we've got red shirts just pouring out of that room. And so another big thing that we're doing here is just showing how critical it is to New Yorkers. As I said, you know, people who are coming from all across this state, to really create a healthcare system that actually works for us.
What is the time frame of this hearing?
Well, it's going to be all day today. And we actually just heard that we'll be having more hearings in the coming months. So that's really exciting.
Okay, so this is just like a part one. There are other hearings to come before anything happened to that bill.
Yeah, really getting this first hearing was a significant victory. And now we've got another, which is that we're going to have even more. And they're going to be all over the state, which, you know, as people know, makes it much easier for New Yorkers to actually attend and participate in this democracy and really have their voices heard.
Now, how would the passage of this bill or this act affect people of color, women's, and transgender?
That is, for me, one of the core reasons why we're fighting for this issue, is that healthcare, like all, you know, like so many issues that we face in our society, disproportionately hurts and impacts people who are marginalized. So that especially means people of color, that especially means women, that definitely means trans people. And so one of the reasons why I come into this work is I was sharing a story earlier about, you know, the way in which my mom and I were essentially balancing my grandfather's care. And that is highly usual. It is, mostly women who end up really figuring out how to care, how to navigate the care of their loved ones. It is women who are doing the paid work of caregiving largely. Home care is done mostly by women, vast majority women of color, a lot of working class women of color as well. It's a diverse industry, but, you know, it's an industry that has its legacy comes from, you know, the domestic work in this country is rooted in slavery and various other kinds of domestic work, which have largely been not valued and not seen for how critical and, valuable they are. And as far as healthcare for queer people, for trans people, it's one of there are so many forms of oppression that face trans people specifically, and especially trans people of color in this country, and healthcare is an enormous site of that struggle. And so we have a lot of people who come into this fight because they had a really difficult experience getting the care that they need and being able to secure access that, afforded them dignity and treated them the way they deserve to be treated. And so this would create a reality in which people could choose their doctors and which people could really, get the care that they need without having to, ask pretty inhumane questions in terms of, should I go without, paying for my utilities? Should I, have to draw from, should I take out all my savings? People are losing their homes. There's incredible impacts that people face in trying to get the care that they need.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What can the public do to help y'all in this campaign?
There is so much that people can do. We really need every New Yorker in this fight. So one of the kind of easier things for people to do is to really be sharing their stories. So share them on social media, tag us in our accounts so that we can share those. We see that so much changes, so much of what we thought was possible can change when people are really hearing the stories of everyday New Yorkers. So we're bringing those both to our movement and also to our electeds. So people can fill out a postcard and we'll mail it to your elected. If you visit the New York Health Act website, there's a lot of information there about how to fill out a postcard, how to share your story, how to call your senator, how to call your electeds. We are one senator away from having a majority in the Senate. We already have a majority in the Assembly. It's really great. And we're one senator away from having that majority. And that will just put us in really a a very powerful position and a position that we haven't been able to achieve before. So we're so close. So anything that people can do to put that pressure on their senator, see if your senator is already a co-sponsor. If they are, tell them you are so grateful. And if they're not, then see if you can get a meeting with them. See if they will hear your perspective on this issue. And contact us and we can support you to be connecting with them and putting on that pressure.
And again, how do they contact you? Or you have a website or telephone number?
Yes. You can go to the New York Health Campaign website, which is nyhcampaign.org. NYH, like New York Health, campaign.org.
And is there a number they can call?
There are some contact numbers on the website. Yeah.
It's on the website.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
All right. Thank you, Sahara. With two Z's, first name and last name.
Yep.
And thank you for this interview.
Thank you so much.
And
really
we'll get to some
meet you. No problem.